Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Six-round defensive tackle and the ESP Bulls met with the media during Ravens rookie camp in Owings Mills.
I mean, I just say it's everything I dreamed of. You know, it really takes me back, you know, when I was a young kid, you know, playing in the backyard, you know, envisioning all those, you know, fourth and longs and, you know, third and 15s, you know, for the wins, like just being in here and being in this amazing football environment and this, you know, culture of winning, it just takes me back to when I was a child. So I'm loving it.
How excited are you to work with someone like a Pro Bowl defensive tackle like Nnamdi Madueke? But also, when you kind of look at this team, not a whole lot of established defensive line depth. Do you feel like, you know, there's a pathway for you to really be able to make an impact?
Yeah, I mean, just to be able to come in and, you know, watch those kind of guys, like you said, like Madueke guys, I've, you know, watched my whole college career, you know, always going out there and trying to emulate their game. You know, it's going to be special. You know, I'm going to be a little starstruck, but, you know, I'm going to try to hold it in and, you know, make sure I'm getting back to work. Yeah, I mean, that's the same chip I've had my whole life, whether that had to do with the NFL draft or whether that had to do with, you know, just how I came up in high school. You know, I just feel like I've always had that chip on my shoulder, and, you know, it's helped to get me here. So, you know, I just continue to let that fuel me.
And if you, in college, people seem to be more moves for inside linemen than I typically see, what's your go-to?
My go-to, like, move as in what?
As pass rusher.
It's kind of just on what the offensive linemen give me. You know, I kind of pride myself on being able to do a lot. You know, and with that being said, you know, it kind of just goes against who I'm going against, the personnel and, you know, the kind of ball player he is and the film I watched earlier that week.
I've asked other people this, but what goes through your head that first, the very first time that you see this NFL jersey that's actually yours?
I mean, it almost brought tears in my eyes, and I'm not just saying that. Like, I mean, literally, like I said earlier, man, it just reminds me of just my childhood, you know, the thing I dreamed of my whole life, so just come to fruition, you know. And I told my parents that like, you know, and this is just the beginning, you know, and my job to them and, you know, the standard I have to uphold is this is going to be the last time they see it. So that's just what I try to go through every day.
What's been kind of like maybe the biggest surprise you've gotten drafted? Maybe somebody reach out to you didn't expect, or any big surprises since you've gotten drafted?
Yeah, you know, just being able to be so close to, I guess I could say, legends and guys I looked up to. You know, just being able to, you know, reach out and call guys like Madueke and being able to reach out and know that hopefully one day I can turn around and see Roquan Smith behind me. You know, those kind of things like that, like, that's probably the biggest shock to me.
How much have you been asked about the tweet you put out after when the draft was over and everything about the to the rest of the NFL and the GMs, the message?
Not much.
You come from a football family, and even going back to your grandfather. When did you first think, all right, the NFL's, that's the goal, that's the dream, and what are some of the messages that you've gotten from your family and what it takes to get there?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, from early as I can remember, I always imagined playing in the NFL, you know, and thankfully, something I don't take for granted is that I had a lot of good role models, like you said, like my grandfather being one of them, my dad being one of them. So just having those kind of role models growing up was just always a huge thing for me. So it was always a dream for me growing up, and I'm just proud of myself and, you know, trying to, you know, oh, I owe it to him to keep this thing going.
I saw you can do the worm. Is that a possible sack dance or what?
I mean, you never know. We'll have to see when we get there.
All right, Aeneas, thank you. Or go ahead, Jonas, last one.
You mentioned your parents. Could you talk about the inspiration for your name and just how cool it is to have something as unique as that?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I assume you're talking about Aeneas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so, you know, I was named after Aeneas Williams. So, you know, growing up, my dad, like I said, always been a big football family. So, you know, seeing one of the legends named Aeneas Williams, like, it was just something that my parents just thought was amazing. With that being said, my brother, you know, he's named after Braylon Edwards. So, you know, it's just, we got a whole big football family. And, you know, I hope to keep that tradition going on.
What about
Pho? Well, you know, I got the nickname Pho when I was a little kid. So, you know, I mean, I rarely even hear my government name nowadays. But, you know, when I was a baby, I was fat and chubby. So they always called me Fubby growing up. And, you know, now that I got older, it got shortened to Pho. So, you know, I ran with it.
All right. Thank you, Aeneas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.